The Brekkie Show with Wolfie and Nadia
on ABC Radio Perth.
Little Nick, come look and see. I'm different to you and you're different to me. Our skin is brown and our hair is curly, but you sleep in late and I get up early. I love to cook, you love to eat, but only you have smelly feet.
Who is this little Nick with the curly hair and the smelly feet?
It's none other than Eagles' great Nick Natanui, who is the writer of this book called Nick's Big Day, and he can now add author to his CV. Good morning, Nick. Congratulations on this book.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
How did it come about, mate?
The book was probably maybe 18 months ago, sitting down and sitting down with a publisher and, thinking about what, children need and what we need to bring to light. And I guess in my industry and my work, I work with a lot of children on a weekly basis, and I go to schools and play footy with kids and also read books as well. And, I didn't really see something, of this nature. So for myself, it made sense to try and bring something like this to life and help kids, I guess, with their first day of school, but not only that, just with some of the struggles that they might, encounter while they are attending school as well.
And we'll talk about some of those struggles, because this book talks about much more than the first day of school. There are issues to do with diversity, with acceptance, with tolerance, with, the true meaning of friendship, if you like. But do you remember your first day of school?
I do. My first day was probably similar to what you guys were saying earlier. It was daunting. There was a bit of just get along with it and just move on and just go to school. Lucky enough, I had a twin brother that went to school with me, so we could kind of hide it. When one person was scared, it was just, I'd blame Mark, and if it was the other way around, he'd blame me. So, school was always was tough, I guess, being a, my family were new migrants to the country and whatnot, so that made it a little bit difficult. But at the same time, it was enjoyable once I did find my niche and did find a way to fit in.
The purpose of this book, though, it uses the first day of school to raise other issues. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest thing, as much as it probably there are the challenges of school in the first day or the first kind of period of your schooling life, I think the biggest thing that probably this book does bring to light is the acceptance of diversity and everyone being different. So there's kids with disabilities, there's things like in the schoolyard having two mums or picking up their child, which is common these days, and there's obviously racism and being different. And I think just the acceptance of everyone having different cultures. We celebrate different foods and different lunches that people have at school, and also different talents. People like dancing, kids love painting and or playing sport. So I guess just learning that everybody has their own different, hobbies and things they like, and just accepting that that's the way that people are, and to celebrate it, not look down on people for, for something different that they do, but to, really get around it and celebrate their differences.
A 7:15 on ABC Radio Perth, Nadia Mitsopoulos and Russell Wolf with you. Nick Natanui, our guest. Little Nick's Big Day is the book that we're talking about this morning. So you do get to go out to lots and lots of schools. Do you see that diversity? Is that what you see when you go out there?
Yeah, it's massive. I guess Australia is such a multicultural country. I'm very lucky enough to travel the world as well. And the schools here in Australia, are comprised of all different nationalities. And, I went to one last week and they had about 16 out of the 30 kids in their class, with different nationalities. And they spoke different languages at home, ate different food, and their lunchboxes had different things in it as well. So, I see it a lot, and I've seen it for a number of years now. And that's probably another reason why I thought, this book might help people understand and also accept, like I said earlier, that there are differences and, to celebrate them as well.
Let's read another page now.
Kids in this class know Farsi and Greek and French and Fijian. What else do we speak? My dad speaks Malay. My mum and I sign. My big sister yells at me most of the time.
It's just beautiful, Nick. I really loved this, and you can see my children also read it and loved it. What sort of response are you getting?
It was only released yesterday, but for those who've, I guess, were lucky enough to get an earlier copy, have really enjoyed it. And it's a great story. I guess the tough part, I always looked at children's books and thought it'd be pretty easy. I thought, someone just goes and whips ahead a bunch of pictures and puts some rhyming words together or whatnot and make it work. But it's a long process. So for me, to see it come to life and to see the pictures, but it's going to be something that kids can relate to, but also the parents. The last thing you want as a parent, having to read this book over and over to their child and not like it. So that was a long process. But for the majority of it, it's more just to give kids a knowledge and an understanding of different cultures and the passage you just read before, or that the young child just read before, was, some people speak with sign language, some people speak in a different language. So, it's all about celebrating, I guess, the diversity that we have here in Australia. You can leave a lot on the football field, but, it's also the stuff that you leave off field as well, obviously means a lot to myself and my family as well.